Being a man is like climbing a mountain. It's difficult and dangerous. But a life well lived is like standing on the summit. Jesus is the blueprint for men. And in his journey of life, he needed a purpose, a plan, and a team. Blueprint for Men is a ministry that equips men with all three and encourages you to keep climbing with Christ. With the new year just around the corner, lots of men are thinking about their future. This is the time when we make goals and promises in the hope that next year we'll be better men. Now, the five most common New Year's resolutions are to exercise more, eat healthier, save more money, spend more time with the family, and be a better person. Now, I don't want to offend anyone, but these goals are terrible. Don't get me wrong, the motive is great, but vague goals like these are guaranteed to make you fail. George Doran, an expert on successfully accomplishing goals, discovered five principles that can transform your goals from dead ends to open doors. He uses the acronym SMART to help us remember how to craft goals that will actually help us get where we want to go. S stands for specific. Exercise more. That's such a vague goal. I mean, you'll never know when you're actually working towards it. Is walking to the fridge to get a snack instead of telling your wife to bring it to you more exercise? How about running a mile once a month? Is that more exercise? When setting a new goal, you've got to be super clear about what you actually want to accomplish. If getting your body into shape is on your list of goals, then be specific. In 2022, I want to run 3 5K races. Or, I want to lose 15 pounds by March. Or, I'm going to join that local jiu-jitsu gym and work out on Wednesday evenings. Now, those are great goals because they're specific. Then you know when you're successful. Now, those are great goals because they're so specific. Then you know when you're successful. The M stands for measurable. You have to be able to track your goals and measure your progress, or else you're just treading water. The second most popular New Year's resolution is to eat healthier. Well, how in the world do you track that? What if you say, I'm only going to eat out once a week, or I'm going to have salad for lunch, or I'm going to eat 5 servings of veggies every weekday? Now, when it's measurable, you can make a chart on Excel or Google Spreadsheets in like 3 minutes, and that'll help you stay on track and measure your success. The plus side of making your goal measurable is that you actually get a shot of dopamine, that feel-good chemical, when you give yourself a check mark on your chart. So when you make your goals measurable, then you can celebrate your successes as you work towards that healthier body that you want. The A stands for actionable. There's got to be a clear-cut action that you can look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day and say if you did it or didn't. If you want to save money, create a specific action that you can do that will actually help you save money. What if you said, I'm going to pack a lunch instead of going out to eat at work? Now, that's super easy to know if you're successful or not because it's an action. Another tip Dave Ramsey would love is, I'm going to cut up my credit cards and pay with cash. Or what about, I'm going to make a budget and sit down with my wife to go over it once a month. Those are clear-cut actions that will help you save money. But if you just say, I want to save more money, then you'll never know if you're actually taking the right actions or moving in the right direction. That's no way to maintain your momentum. Your goal must be clear actions that you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have either done or haven't. Now, the R is great because it's all about reality. Your goal has got to be realistic. I want to be a millionaire. I want to star in a Hollywood blockbuster. I want to be promoted to management. Take a hard, honest look at yourself and be realistic when you set your goals. If you were just hired after Thanksgiving, there's no way you're going to be running the company in 12 months. If you're just getting started, don't crush your spirit by expecting to be raking in millions by the end of the year. Be smart and make realistic goals that can put you on the right track for those larger-than-life dreams. If you want to be an executive, ask around the office and find out what steps you have to take. You probably got to earn an MBA. A realistic goal would be to start working on your MBA in 2022. You want to get rich? Great. Pick a realistic number and plan on putting that amount in a savings account, or better yet, in an investment fund. Too many men make crazy goals that are just impossible. And then they get discouraged when 2 weeks later they realize how much work this is actually going to take to double their income or get out of debt or sculpt those six-pack abs. Be realistic when setting your 2022 goals, and then you'll have a much higher chance of success. The last letter is T, and that stands for timely. You've got to give yourself a deadline. Instead of saying, I'm going to spend more time with my family this year, give yourself a timetable. How about, every week, I'm going to take one of my kids out for a special treat. Or, this summer, I'm going with the family to the lake instead of staying at the office. Or, I want to take my wife on 12 super nice dates this year. Or, how about by the end of second quarter, I want to have read a book out loud with my wife. When you give yourself a timetable, you keep yourself on track and give yourself that deadline that'll keep you motivated. Smart goals are specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timely. Now, the last goal most people have for their New Year's resolutions is to be a better person. Well, you know that that's missing the smart factor, but it's also missing two other important components of transformation, a plan and a team. Part of what makes the SMART goal strategy work so well is that it forces people to think their desires through and create a plan. But it's missing a vital key that helps people succeed, and that's a team. Now, if you've got a workout buddy that you know is going to show up at the gym, you have got to be there. But if it's just you, man, those excuses can get pretty strong. I'm beat from watching the kids yesterday. Or, it's raining outside. I think I'll skip my workout. Or, this bed is so warm and comfy. Lame, lame, lame. But if you've got accountability, those lame-o excuses just disappear. Now, you might be thinking, hey, this is great information, Grant, but I still don't know how to pick the right goals or use this smart strategy, and then I gotta find a team of guys who are gonna help me stay accountable. This is so much work. Well, you're right. It is tough. And that's why Blueprint for Men is launching our very first men's small group guidebook. It's called The Morning Summit. It's a 13-week challenge that will help you build a solid morning routine that's gonna strengthen your core four. That's your physical, spiritual, mental, and relational dimensions. You will set up rock-solid goals and have a team of men who are going to be there to cheer you on. It'll also help you follow a simple morning routine that's guaranteed to take you to the next level. We've already run many men through the Morning Summit, and the results are amazing. One man in his 60s now reads his Bible every morning for the first time in his life. And his wife told me that it's changing his attitude and their marriage. She wished he had started the Morning Summit 40 years ago. Another man who went through the Morning Summit was thinking about doing it again, and his wife said, I don't know what you're doing with that Morning Summit, but you better keep doing it. Men are stepping up. They're having family worships. They're losing weight. They're swapping their negative mindsets for an attitude of gratitude. And they're doing specific daily actions to love their wives. It's transforming their homes, their marriages, and their lives. The Morning Summit teams meet once a week for 45 minutes, and they share their ups and downs. They encourage each other to keep climbing towards their goals. I've led four groups of the Morning Summit so far, and I've had guys use Zoom to join in while others drive so we can meet in person. Now, personally, in my life, I've seen the Morning Summit drastically improve my marriage, my connection with my daughter, and it's helped me make some solid guy friends I didn't have last year. This system works because it knows how men work. Guys, we need a simple plan, a solid routine, and some friends who are crazy enough to kick us in the pants when we need it and celebrate us when we win. And that's what the Morning Summit does. Guys are rediscovering that male camaraderie they lost that they used to have in high school and college with their buddies. They're seeing improvements at home and in their health. And they're finally connecting to God in a meaningful way on a consistent basis, and it's transforming their lives. In church this last weekend, a man named Jeff from Florida came up to me and told me that a teammate from his Morning Summit group has just decided to give his life to Jesus and get baptized. Now that's a transformation. when Jesus was here on earth, he called men to follow him. He invited them to be a part of a team, and then he gave them a plan to change the world. Jesus is still calling men out, and he wants you to experience the joy that comes from embracing the journey of growth. God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to leave you that way. He longs to guide you into a deeper relationship with your wife and kids and fellow believers. He designed you to have a strong and healthy body with a positive go-getter mindset. And most importantly, he created you to experience the fullness of walking with him. This is your time to start, to level up your life, to climb the summit of becoming the man God created you to be. Don't waste another year on lousy New Year's resolutions. Set smart goals. Join a small group. Or order the Morning Summit on Amazon and make 2022 the best year yet. Remember, God is calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage. So join us in 2022 as we follow Jesus, the blueprint for men. God bless. God is building epic men for these last days of our world's history. Blueprint for Men is a ministry dedicated to equipping, empowering, and inspiring men to go all in for Jesus, to love and protect their families, and to step up in their communities. Follow us on Facebook or go to our website, blueprintformen.org, and learn about our live events, small groups, and adventure trips. Subscribe right now and like this podcast. Jesus is the blueprint for men. And he's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.